Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
For ad-free episodes and bonus content for all Dayton Writers Movement shows, including Uncanny Valley, visit patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast.
Uncanny Valley contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. For a full list of triggers, please visit daytonwritersmovement.com/triggers. Dayton Writers Movement presents Uncanny Valley, starring Luna Madison, Emily Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Ben Essex. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Also starring Drew Bearded, Sean Gunther, and Katie Williams.
Audrey, what's going on? No art book today?
Not today.
So what is on the Audrey's Brain is in Overdrive menu for today?
What?
What are you reading?
Oh, Wuthering Heights.
Ah, so you are feeling particularly cerebral today. That's a dark one, isn't it?
It's dramatic.
Right. You know, I don't think they really gave that Heathcliff guy a fair shot.
You can't misrepresent a fictional character.
Sure, but it can add to stereotypes that hurt us real people, right?
Sure. I'm certain you've been heavily impacted by the perils of misrepresentation.
More than you know. Besides, he just wanted to show how devoted he was to his woman, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was really the way he was treated that caused him to act the way he did.
He was a villain, not a victim. He was looking for revenge.
I suppose so. But I think it was warranted. That Catherine girl really led him on, you know? She got his hopes up, then went and married someone else.
I'm actually reading this book, so I don't really need your spark notes.
You know, when you order your coffee for here, they don't give you the little sticker on the side that says what you ordered. Makes it hard for a guy to find out.
Yeah, I'm starting to think I should have gotten it, though.
You have to go so soon?
Yeah. I'd have a thing.
Okay. No hug?
The harvest basket. You've been staring at it since we've been sitting here. Everything she grows isn't poisoned.
Oh, my bad. I'm just having a little trouble coping with the fact that the woman who supplied most of my food for almost 30 years also uses it to kill people. Silly me.
Yeah. Maybe we take a step back? Kill people? Try a person. Your grandmother isn't some kind of serial killer. She had her reasons. And after what she told us, I'm thinking maybe it was justified.
Her reasons? Justified? Audrey, this was murder.
Ugh, can we just chill about all this murder stuff? Doyle is literally fine. He faded into the sunset, happily ever after.
Okay, regardless of what happened, I don't think she's leaving veggies in the restaurant so she can play Russian roulette with the town drunks.
Yeah, you can't feed snake root to a cabbage anyway. The produce is fine.
Look, I know this is hard for you. I can't imagine how much you have to process. And I can't pretend I have all the answers, or even really know what to say. But I figured you could use a friend, even if she's a subpar social recluse. So I appreciate you meeting me here.
Thanks, Audrey. I didn't mean to snap. It's just, well, God knows I needed this drink. You are not a subpar social recluse. You're my friend.
Just, you know, let me know if there's anything I can do for you aside from supplying alcohol.
I'll keep brainstorming on that one.
You ladies doing all right? Can I get you anything else?
Something a ghost can drink? I miss filling the emotional void with iced coffee.
Wow, Lonnie, look who finally emerged from behind the bar. I was beginning to think your feet were fused to the ground.
Yeah, real funny. We're short-staffed. Too many people are out trying to prepare for tonight's storm, which, reminds me, will be closed starting tomorrow until I can dig myself out of the snow and show up here again.
Short-staffed? You have one employee.
And Bess is a very essential part of our staff who's currently having her cabin re-insulated, thank you very much.
She's cutting it close, that's for sure. We should probably follow her example and get things squared away. Let's head out, Audrey. We can catch up in a few days.
Take care, ladies. Stay safe out there.
Back at you, Lon.
Hey, do you want to maybe come over and wait out the storm at my place? You know, if you're not feeling up to being alone with everything going on.
I appreciate the offer, but Alaska isn't exactly slumber party central. Not sure how long it will take for the storm to pass, and your place might be too far out there, even for me. Gotta get home and secure my property. And I may not know how I feel about her right now, but I should still check on Sage and make sure she has what she needs.
Ew, it gets that bad out here?
Yes, this is Alaska.
So I've been told.
Maybe we make one stop first to make sure you have what you need?
Has Roxanne been back to open the store?
Not that I know of. Thought I saw her the other night, but it was dark. But we can still get what we need.
think I've checked everywhere except the fire escape.
Well, where did you last have it?
If I knew that, don't you think I'd have found it by now?
Just trying to help. You know, I didn't take it. LOL.
Did you just LOL at me out loud?
Oh, I miss texting, okay? Maybe if you embrace technology a little more, you wouldn't need to use the stupid sketchbook you lost.
It's not stupid. It has all of my sculpture ideas.
I'm sorry. It's not stupid. Just keep looking. It's always in the last place you look.
No shit, Sherlock. Why would I keep looking in other places if I found it?
Huh. Never thought about it like that.
I think what you meant was it's always in the last place you think to look. Ah!
I can tell you the last place I would want to look is Unit 19. What are they doing over there? Construction?
Sounded like it came from the other side, where Mrs. Smith lives.
Didn't peg Mrs. Smith as being handy.
Maybe more handsy than handy. I think she's practicing her aerobics routine.
Ew, Audrey!
Just saying. That's apartment life for you. No secrets.
But she's, like, old.
Old people have sex, Izzy.
Oh my god, they want us to join in!
You are ridiculous. hello? Nobody's here.
Look, on the doormat.
Coffee?
A hot grande vanilla almond milk latte, according to the sticker. Look, there's a note.
Finally figured it out. Winky face. There's a winky face.
You don't think this is from...
Who else would it be?
Didn't he ask you about your order the other day?
My stomach hurts.
Looks like Roxanne ducked out early.
Or still hasn't been back. Should we worry?
Nah, I'd wager she's just prepping whatever property she's still got for the storm. Well, might as well get anything you need now. Won't be getting any deliveries for a while.
Because the mail is so speedy when the weather isn't bad.
Hey, I do the best I can. This
is Alaska. Yeah, yeah.
Funny. We'll see who's laughing when I suddenly get the inclination to do 37 loop-de-loops in the air with all your precious art tools in the back. Huh, damn it, Rox. She didn't even come in to sort the mail. Credit card offer. Warning that I haven't claimed the warranty on the car I don't own. God forbid. Credit card offer. Two coupons for a buy one, get one free family dinner from some Italian place that can't be closer than 4 hours away. Ugh, all junk. Anything interesting?
Nah, just a letter.
How vague. How mysterious. From a secret admirer, perhaps?
Probably a generic client thank you note forwarded by my manager or something. That's all I ever get in the mail. You know my life isn't that exciting.
I'd say you're working on making it pretty eventful as of late.
With a big move across the country, sure. But I'm definitely not complaining when I find pockets of monotony throughout my day.
Well, I sure am.
I get you. Sometimes the ordinary is comforting. I've learned that these past few days.
Right. I'm sorry, Dahlia.
No sweat. C'est la vie. But we'd better go hunker down before the storm makes both of our lives more interesting than we'd like. We can give you any supplies you're missing that Rox doesn't have. Let me take care of a few things and I'll head over real quick with some supplies before it gets too late. Meet you at your place?
Cool. See you, Dahlia.
Later, Gator.
Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Gareth.
I am glad that you are here.
Oh, thanks.
This guy seems noticeably less drunk and somehow much more weird.
I have to show you.
The storm is coming, Gareth. I need to get home.
Come this way. I have to show you.
You should go home.
It is right this way.
Big old no. Let's go, Audrey.
Yep.
Audrey, come here.
Uncanny Valley will return in a moment.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And now, back to Uncanny Valley.
Hey, Nora. What's up?
Just wanted to verify you're still on your way. I know you're not a fan of face-to-face meetings with clients, but if I can fly all the way in for it, you can make a short drive.
Sorry, I just hopped in the car. I'll be there soon. I got sidetracked finishing the last piece.
Well, glad to hear you're working. This will be an even bigger deal, I think.
Cool. See you soon.
Why didn't you tell Nora?
Tell Nora what?
Oh, you know, what you had for breakfast, maybe the color of your underwear.
You're weird.
You're asking dumb questions. Why didn't you tell Nora we just left the police station?
Well, she'd probably have questions about who we is.
Audrey, you're being as annoying as I am. Quit being evasive.
It's just that I can't believe that cop suggested I move. I have to pick up my whole life and take it elsewhere not to be harassed? This is ridiculous.
I wouldn't complain about a relocation to Paris. Yeah. Sorry, Audrey. I'm sure there's a way around it. Something else you can do? Oh, I can't believe this idiot Cody is a cop, too.
I can. What the hell just happened?
I'm literally so annoyed that I can fear for my life still. My non-existent heart just beat out of my chest.
Did I just lose a tire?
I think you lost the whole wheel. Or it lost you. It's still barreling down the street.
Great. Fantastic.
Audrey?
Give me a second. I'm trying to figure out how to handle this.
Audrey, behind you!
That can't be my friend, Audrey.
You're right. You don't have a friend, Audrey.
How did you... Were you following me?
Right place, right time? What happened here? Oh, looks like you lost a wheel.
Genius observation, dipshit.
Yeah, just my luck.
I'll call a tow, but it'll be a while. Where are you headed? Why don't you let me give you a ride?
I'd rather wait.
Could be dangerous. You're kind of in the middle of the street.
Well, thankfully you pulled up directly behind me, so I guess they'd hit you first.
I'm just trying to protect you, Audie. You feeling okay? You look a little pale. Did that experience shake you up a bit?
No. Skidding down the street on three tires is our definition of serenity.
I'm fine.
Maybe we should get you to the hospital.
Get your hands off me.
You could be hurt, Audrey. I'm a trained first responder. Let me make sure you're okay.
I will be okay when you quit touching me.
Come here. You don't have to play all shy. Let me give you a ride.
If I need to go to the hospital, I'll wait for an ambulance.
Okay, moneybags. Surely you'd like to skip that bill.
She'd like to skip this whole interaction, you fucking creep.
Someone is going to see you with your hands on me.
These rubberneckers only want to know if this is a crash. They're not looking at me.
I'll scream.
And what? Someone will call the cops?
Because going to the cops worked out so well for you earlier. Besides, my fellow officer is in his cruiser at the end of the street. I can't be doing anything wrong if I'm doing it in front of him, can I?
Fuck you.
If you really want to, sure. But I'd settle for a kiss.
You're disgusting.
Why won't you kiss me, Audrey? I'm a good guy. You know I'd never do anything you're not comfortable with.
Ooh, the way I wish I could kick you in the nuts right now.
Leave me alone.
Oh, don't be like that, doll. Oh, saved by the bell. You'll have to wait for the tow truck.
Oh, darn.
Hey, there's no reason for the attitude. We'll meet again soon. Remember what you said about the guy from your book when he couldn't have the woman he wanted? He was looking for revenge? Your car has other wheels.
And I am very patient.
So, I think we should watch all the Bring It On movies, since we'll have the time. But we'll go through the classics first. Mean Girls is a must. Anything with Amanda Bynes, Hilary Duff, or Lindsay Lohan. How do you say her last name? Lohan? Lohan?
Izzy.
What? You said we had to get ready to be snowed in.
Yeah, I have to get us ready. Like making sure we have enough wood in case we need to use the wood-burning stove. You know, for heat. If the power goes out, and we can't complete your Teen Girl movie marathon.
Do you think the power is gonna go out?
I don't know. But I have to make sure I know where the extra candles and flashlights are.
Okay, I guess I should have a readathon prepared too, just in case. I'll scan your bookshelf and make a mental list.
Quietly.
Fine, but you'll have to pull the books for me when you're done. Hey, Audrey.
What?
You never opened your letter.
Not yet.
Are you going to open your letter?
Eventually. Oh, you mean am I going to open the letter so you can read it and be nosy?
Yeah. I have so little in this afterlife, Audrey.
It's a photo of my sculpture. From that boutique hotel Nora just worked to get me in.
Ooh, it looks so good!
I guess she just wanted me to see how it looked installed.
What's on the back, though?
Figured it... Oh. Winky face.
Holy...
Shit!
Audrey?
The fucker found me.
That toddler upstairs never stops running.
I thought it was a French bulldog.
Ugh, whatever it is, it's annoying.
Well, why don't you put your ghostiness to good use and poke through the ceiling and look?
Ooh, puppy. You were almost right. Boston Terrier. What's up? You have your worried face on.
Sorry. I'm just trying to find my wood glue. I swear it was right here. Actually, nothing is really in the right spot.
Again, wasn't me. You must be losing it.
He's been here.
What? Who?
Cody. He's been here.
Hold on, you're assuming that from some misplaced tools?
That, and the fact that my sketchbook is here on my desk again. With a little heart drawn on the cover.
Oh, shit. I wish I could say that was me. You gonna get that?
Huh. Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Audrey.
What the hell? Cody, what are you doing?
I can't give my lovely friend a call.
Put it on speaker! Wait, why am I whispering? Put it on speaker!
Hello?
Cody, I mean it. Leave me alone.
What? Come on, Audrey. You're breaking my heart here.
Oh, I'd break your face if I could!
I mean it, Cody. This isn't funny. Leave me alone.
Well, of course it's not funny. My feelings for you are very serious.
I said I mean it.
What are you going to do? Call the police? Newsflash, you tried that. It didn't work.
Oh no. Did you hear that?
What?
Your sketchbook hitting the wall.
Yes, I threw it.
No. I mean, I heard it in two places.
What are you talking about?
Audrey?
Audrey! Oh my god, he's in here!
What?
Mrs. Smith is gone! The unit next door is empty. Well, it was, but he's in there. Cody! It's just him and a mattress.
This isn't happening.
This is so creepy.
He could be listening in, watching me every day, and he comes in. The break-ins, the following, the moving next door.
What are we gonna do?
We have to leave.
Okay, he figured out where your sculpture is. That doesn't mean he knows where you are. He's just stalking your work.
But he knows about Nora.
How would he know about Nora? And how would you know that he knows?
Izzy, I got this letter.
Correct.
I got this letter here. Which means it made its way to Nora, and she forwarded it up here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, shit.
Well, just because he got something to Nora doesn't mean that he can find you, and she lives across the country from him.
But he's close. Maybe not physically close, but I can feel him again. He's everywhere. I can't do this. I can't do this.
Audrey, breathe. This is a panic attack. You're safe.
I feel like I'm dying, Izzy.
Remember, you've been here before, and you've gotten through it.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Shh. Why don't you take a shower? That calms you down.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna put you away then.
Sure you'll be okay? I won't look.
I have to preserve some semblance of privacy in my life, right? Even when I'm freaking out.
I get it. Just keep breathing. And don't take too long.
Thank God, Talia. Thank God you're...
Hello, Audrey. Yes. Thank God I'm here.
This is happening.
You don't mind if I come in, do you? The storm's getting rather bad. Oh, and look. Flowers. Just like I promised.
Dayton Writers Movement presents Uncanny Valley. Executive producers, Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers, Lucy Waskowitz and Carrie Zahn. Lead writer, Chris Burnside. Script editor, Lucy Waskowitz. Audio production, McKenny Botts, Chris Burnside and Catherine Seaton. For more Uncanny Valley, visit our website at daytonwritersmovement.com/uncannyvalley.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite.
What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.